Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and I opened this morning. I said, Brian, you know what feels really good is a good night's sleep. I feel like a different man than yesterday coming off that red eye.
Totally.
And to celebrate, B. Mitch and Jeff started wrestling a little bit just to get everybody moving. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I went to bed at halftime of the Lions game last night, and I feel like I missed nothing, and I feel good. Obviously two fairly impressive results last night. I think Detroit needed that to kind of get their offense going. Seattle came in 3-0. I wasn't necessarily surprised by that result.
Not at all. I think Detroit, as I said, you asked the question yesterday, and I thought Detroit was a better team.
Yeah.
Point blank.
I think their offense could be really explosive, and they finally got it going last night. Goff finally got it going last night. That other game last night. Titans, Dolphins.
Dolphins are not
give me good. My money back, dude. Like,
do we have to give Tua more credit?
Maybe. That's a fair question.
Yeah.
They don't seem able to get much going right now. And, you know, Scoop Huntley, I thought it was a Scoop or Snoop. We'll call him Tyler for our purposes.
Huntley.
I always thought it looked good playing for those Ravens, and he played a decent amount. Remember, Lamar missed 12 games over 2 years or whatever. Didn't look good last night.
All the stuff, just like Pat Mahomes, all the stuff that Tua does in between plays, setting up, faking, all that, you have to be damn good to get all that stuff done.
Sure.
And Huntley couldn't get it all going last night. And the center was all snapping balls when he's not looking. It's weird.
Dude, totally.
Weird, bro.
The Lions-Seahawks game, the Seahawks almost doubled up the Lions with first downs. They had 38 first downs to Detroit's 21. But two turnovers.
Yeah, but I think the
too many penalties in that game. The refs sucked in that game.
The refs sucked, but the first down thing to me sometimes, if you're getting first down, not getting touchdowns, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, they scored 30.
Yeah, but the thing about it, like you're saying, they got more first down. Detroit scored on big plays. I get one first down to get a touchdown. It doesn't make a difference if you get eight of them.
Sure. And that's kind of always been your point with Jaden.
That's one of those. That's one of those miss. That's one of those stats that people throw out that I think is a total misnomer. Oh, he had 20 first downs. The other team had 10. They had 4 big plays over 40 yards.
And they took advantage on all the turnovers.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Listen, you could tell. You could, like, see it in the city. I got, like, you know, people at my daughter's school asking me about the football team that never really asked. I have seen more Commanders gear. We went to – shout out to Wegmans yesterday in Tenleytown. We were there. I took my daughters. It was a show. But I saw more Commanders gear. The number 5 jerseys and T-shirts are starting to pop up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jaden Fever is happening.
This whole thing, all of the narratives and all of the subjects and the conversations stop when they start winning. Point blank. We could sit up here and let these people that have nothing to do with the team, with their political aspirations and mindsets, kind of mess that up. But no, if you win, people support. Point blank.
Dude, nothing trumps winning, period. And I think the way they won in Arizona, absolute beatdown, right? 42-14 speaks for itself.
Yeah. But hey, hold on. It's going back to last night a little bit here.
Okay.
Jared Goff, a guy that don't get as much credit as he deserves.
Agreed.
18 of 18, 2 touchdowns, 292, no interception, and he had a touchdown.
And he
reception.
Caught one. You know what I'm saying? Good,
like, listen, bro, I understand when Sean McVay went there and got rid of him, that dude could play still.
Sure.
No matter what.
You know who is, and Lanfield, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I believe I'm right, though. Do you know who is the bus driver of the Jared Goff bandwagon? Who is Jared Goff's number one cheerleader?
Who?
You think it's B? Lanfield thinks it's you.
Well, I don't care.
I think you like him, respect him.
No, this is the thing about it. When I look at football, I could care less what the people tell me about the analytics of it. His results, the dude has been good for a long
sure.
time. When you go back and look at his stats compared to all the other guys, he's right there with all of them.
So guess who you are in agreement with
who?
Then? Ryan the Stallion loves Jared Goff.
Ryan heard me talking. He tried to take over my stuff.
Yeah, but seriously, the anti-Goff stuff is bananas. I mean, in his career, including when he arguably struggled with the Rams,
he took him to a Super Bowl.
Bro, he's completed 65% of his passes, 2-1 touchdown to INT. He's got 190-86 over his career. 31,000 pass yards in 9 years. Mm-hmm. That's pretty. He averages 260 a game.
Amen.
When the numbers are going down around the league.
Now.
And in Detroit, the numbers are way better. In Detroit, he's averaged 67%, 83-31.
Yeah.
TD to INT.
Also, watching him last night and watching their offense, he threw the ball 18 times. They ran the football very effectively. Hell, they didn't run the ball as much as Geno threw it 56 times, something like that.
Yeah.
How many times did the running backs running for them?
The backs had 26 carries for 118 yards.
So,
averaging
so Geno threw the ball more.
Something.
He threw the ball more times than they had plays.
Yeah.
They had 44, 45 plays offensively?
Something like that. 28 and 19.
47.
Yeah.
And Geno threw it 50-something times.
Yo, here, I got it for you.
That's efficiency right there,
balls,
isn't
right?
it?
The Seahawks had 78 plays. The Lions had 50. Generally, anytime your quarterback is north of 40 pass attempts, you probably lose.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like an obscure, straight-up shootout. But as a rule of thumb, if you keep it sub-30, you're probably winning. And you can argue the causation versus correlation all you want, but running the ball is a key to winning in the NFL. Brian, I wanted to ask you something. We have a packed show today. There's a lot that happened over the last 24 hours that we're going to do our best and feel relatively compelled to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Rose died. I know that was one of your favorite players, B. Our guy Barstool Nate's going to join us. Mike Silver's going to join us. He has a new book out that talks about some old Redskins stories. Lorenzo Alexander, the one-man gang, how excited he is by this 3-1 start for the Burgundy and Gold. Steve Buckhance is going to join us to talk about the life and person that was Dikembe Mutombo. And with Buck, we might sneak in a Skins question too. But B, you know, I'm a degenerate. And Tuesday marks the beginning of the next NFL week.
All
and
right.
Week five in the NFL gets complicated because it's the first week with byes.
Uh-huh.
So you've got fewer games looking
who
ahead.
Who did they get on the bye last week? Last night they were discussing it. I don't know if it
Lions have a bye. Lions. Eagles have a bye.
Yeah.
Those are the two I know offhand.
I know who need a bye. The Dolphins.
They don't get one. The four teams on a bye
this
week. They
sure the hell need one.
Lions, Eagles, Chargers, Titans. Titans could use one too. They sure seem committed to Will Levis. Like, they must have bought into that mayonnaise campaign.
Well, no, after he got hurt, you notice they didn't go back to him.
Right.
Because they were smart.
Right.
The first touchdown he threw, you know, first interception he throws to a 6'2", 335-pound dude, he said, I didn't see him. Well, you shouldn't be on the football field then, because you could see him. He threw it straight in his gut.
The turnovers are problematic.
Then you dive and hurt yourself. Come on, man. You got to know how to hit and roll, man.
So, B, there are, you know me, I'm always trying to figure out betting, right? And we're all, anybody that listens to this program is quite familiar with system picks. And sometimes they present themselves, sometimes they don't. When they do, I try to hammer them, and most of the time they come home. But you never know. Football's a crazy sport. It's week to week. People think they can predict year to year. You can barely predict week to week. But one little piece of a formula that often works is you look for a team that was quite bad the week before, right? So a team that underperformed the week before and a team that overperformed the week before. And generally, if those two teams are playing, flip it. You want to take the team that sucked the week before and fade the team that was really good. So you look around the league. I was able to hit on one this weekend, right? I had it in our weekend parlay. I thought Tampa against the Eagles was a prime example of that because the week before Tampa lost at home to Denver and looked terrible. The week before Philly went to New Orleans, and that was a really ballsy win to go down to the Superdome and get that dub. So based on that formula, flipping it over, I loved the Bucks. Right? Now texting with some of these D-gens that you actually know, B. This week, looking ahead to week five, there's a super obvious one. The Browns looked terrible against the Raiders in Vegas. The Commanders go on the road to Arizona, back-to-back road games, and kick the ever-living snot out of the Cardinals. So the formula would tell you, take the Browns with the points at Northwest Stadium this weekend. And I have come up with a hashtag. There's no fade in Jaden. I don't want any part of any formulas when it comes to how red hot Jaden Daniels is and this offense. Now, I'm not saying lay the points. I'm just saying that's a stay away.
I just say
I'm not touching it.
I say that formula works occasionally, and if it works a couple times and you win, you're good with it. But I watch a lot of teams that play great, that play bad the next week, and then they get their ass whipped again. Like, if you ever go against when Kansas City play great and then the other team play awful, they still lose the next week.
B, all I'm telling you is...
When we were playing in 1991, we played great 1 week, and the team that played off of the week, they played off of when they saw us, too. That stuff works sometimes, Jay.
Here's what I know. Until I have reason for doubt, no fade in Jaden. Hashtag.
Y'all ever notice he had
a... I'm not touching that.
But y'all ever notice that he has a different type of mindset or equation or... way to bet every other year?
The system has been the system for years.
And the system pick is always not working, and you talk about it the moment that it hits.
We haven't had a true system pick yet this season, I don't think. I haven't put one in yet.
You had some during basketball season, though.
Basketball's not the same as football. The ball's shaped differently. They play indoors.
It don't make a difference. You call it system pick.
No, only on a rare occasion.
Nah, you call it system pick.
Only on a very rare occasion.
Hey, you know what I always tell the people like JP, that the ones that think they know gambling more than everybody else? You go to work every day?
Here's what I know.
Oh, boy.
No fade in Jaden, Jeff. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. How's everybody doing?
What up, JP? No fade in Jaden. Hey, yo, I'm 3-1 on the weekend parlays.
So am I. J-Dogs forever.
So I'm with that.
The moment y'all start bragging about something, y'all mess it up.
Landini, how do you do? Landini gives us a thorough thumbs up. Hair's coming back nicely, Landfill. Just shaved his head. Lot going on. Good morning to all the folks in the stream. Jeff, anybody fighting or trying to hook up or buying B. Mitch's shirt?
Not yet.
B. Mitch is your current shirt for sale.
Speaking of the
Nobody
shirt.
Nobody want pink.
They might.
Speaking of the shirt situation.
Okay.
The shirt is actually back up because Deborah thought we
that
were.
That was my prediction. She was thought, that I don't know how real these shirt offers were.
She thought.
Well, everybody, that was real. Deborah thought we were joking. Yeah. We're joking.
So now we giving Nate Bethea, he got his chance to put his bid back in. If not, we on to some more bidding for the day, baby.
Okay, there you go. Apparently, now this shirt, not for sale. My boy Pat Dunn gave me this. It's Hail Maplewood, right?
It's blue and white.
Oh, God, I'm not doing this again. I'm not as tired and cranky.
I think you need to just look in the mirror before you get dressed.
Am I not allowed to wear blue?
You can wear it, but then, like, the conversation was like, over the last 2 weeks. Then you go, hey, this shirt not for sale. People don't want it anyway.
Tay W says $250 and he wants the shirt.
$2.50?
Nah, it looks like $250.
$2.50.
Dude, so Chris Canty, I think it was this morning or maybe last night, all these ESPN shows are starting to roll out their power rankings and everything, and we'll get to ours tomorrow. How do you feel about people, like the national circus, the national hype is coming for Jaden and Washington? How do you feel about it? I could care less
about the national hype. I think we've had enough people locally already giving him enough credit to, and this is my issue with our area and our fan base. They always are so pissed off at the national circuit for not doing this, that, or the other. When the people here are giving them that love, then all of a sudden, if the national circuit starts coming in, then they get worried about it. Why you want it if you're going to worry about it? You know what I'm saying?
Like we
would go in a situation, and, oh, man, they're not talking about us. Then when they start talking about it, they don't need to be talking about us. We got to sneak up on people. What the hell do you really want?
Like, you know where they don't care about their team being on national TV or primetime games or commercials or Stephen A. talking about them?
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, Buffalo, Houston. They're not worried about that because the guy has shown they can play to that ability.
Yeah, so I don't know, man.
I'm with you there. I think
the people that are around your team more often, who are there all the time from the beginning of the OTAs when they report all the way through, you might want to listen to them a little bit more than the people that roll in once things are working. You know what I'm saying? Stephen A. and all those guys don't roll in until stuff is already working. They don't come here and tell you what they're going to be. They tell you how they already are.
I got a stat for you. I mean, just trust the numbers if you don't want to trust anything. And don't necessarily book your flight to New Orleans for the Super Bowl yet, but it's okay to be kind of excited. And I don't think if there's an interview with SVP or Jay Glazer or whoever, that it's going to impact what happens on Sunday. Like, we have enough. You have the body of work from college. You have everything he has said since he's been drafted. Like, Jaden has just been so consistent. If the defense can improve, you things really get pretty damn interesting here. But I've talked about the EPA stat a lot. And it's not what I like about. We were just talking to Bickle about it. One of the biggest differences to me in using advanced math or analytics or whatever you want to call it is I don't like these subjective stats where I am relying on an anonymous person's scouting acumen or their opinion of what constitutes a win in a pass rush or whatever. Like, that stuff I don't get down with. But the objective information that the folks that apply kind of advanced mathematics to football, that I appreciate. EPA is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about EPA a bunch. What Jaden's doing, what the offense, what the run game is doing, what the O-line is doing. It's all in unison. Obviously, Jaden is the headliner, right? There's no debate. He's the headliner. But everything offensively is happening as a group. The Commanders lead the NFL in EPA per drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which shouldn't be a surprise considering how efficient they are.
Yeah, they score damn near every time.
Tress has punted once in three games.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw him after the game. I say, hey, by the time you show up to work, he said, B-Man, stop giving me a hard time.
They got
They have more scoring drives than incompletions through four games. That's astonishing.
Jeff has worked more than Tress in the last 3 weeks.
I don't know. Tress still has to hold. You compared him to Jeff.
I'm saying.
Compare him to Landfill.
He worked harder than Jeff.
Yes. All right. Commanders are first in EPA per drive, right?
Yep.
The difference between the gap, how sizable their lead is in EPA per drive, from 1 to 2, the Bengals are second, is the same as from 2 to 20.
That's the same?
Yes.
Damn.
That's how far ahead they are.
But the thing
this would be like if the four of us had a 50-mile bike race. See, you would win by that wide of a margin over the rest of us.
I don't think y'all going to finish. But this is what I will say about it all, that joke, Jay. This is where I'm at with that whole thing. As I look at this football team, everything that they said, people said they couldn't do, they've been doing. People want to knock the offense and knock what's happening, and you just tell me that they are way ahead of everybody when it comes to scoring. How do you win games normally? You score, right?
You got to score.
So, in other words, a lot of this mumbo-jumbo stuff we hear and people making themselves look so smart, it's a bunch of crap. Because if you get on the football field and you end up with a touchdown or a field goal consistently, you're probably going to win. They don't throw it down the field as much as some other teams do. They don't do this, that, or the other, but they win. And they're scoring now. And I'm talking about what's happening today, for the last 3-4 weeks, not what happened the last 20 years. This group here seems to have found what works for the group that they have, not the group that Kansas City has, not the group that Jameson Williams and how fast he was. Like, that dude could fly, dog. Not for the group the other teams have, but what they have, they do it very well. So to hell with everybody telling them what they should do, I will say, Cliff, Jaden, y'all keep doing what you are doing and not worry about what the hell these stats, these geeks say.
I totally agree. Right now, though, the geeks love them.
Yeah, they love them now because they're doing great. Before they started, they would talk about how awful it was, how things don't work. Oh, Cliff, don't do this. Now that they're
Landfill
doing great.
Trolled them yesterday on
now
Twitter.
That they're doing great, they are all on them.
Hey, they love
they
it.
Are
the
swinging.
Underdogs
Whee!
On top.
They're riding them, bro. They're riding the jock right now.
All right. I'm glad you cleared that up. Packed baseball day. Wild card starts today. Tigers, Astros at 2:30. Royals, O's, 4 o'clock. Mets, Brewers, 5:30. 8:30 out west. Braves, Padres. Obviously, a massive loss in the world of baseball yesterday. Yes. Pete Rose, one of the most complicated legacies but beloved players. A guy that is going to help try to make some sense of it for me. Rick Snyder joins us now.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm going to hustle here because I want to get as much time as we can in. Rick Snyder joins us now. Rick has covered every sport there is. I love his old horse racing stories. Rick, what up, man? How are you?
Good. Yeah. I've been around since the dawn of sports. So I kind of laughed when they said, hey, can you come on and talk about these guys? Okay. It's old man radio stuff. Okay.
It's not old man radio. I think it's
complicated. We just call it experience. Rick is experienced.
I think it's a complicated legacy. Yeah. So you can read Rick's stuff on 106.7 The Fan. You can just follow him and all the Give Me 2 Minutes content at Snide, S-N-I-D-E, _ remarks. But Rick, so Pete Rose, obviously great hitter, obviously this like incredibly hard-charging dude. The Reds were a machine for the Big Red Machine. That was B-Mitch's team growing up. Tell everybody about Pete Rose, the baseball player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he started in 1963, played to 86. When I was a young kid, Pete Rose was a big deal. And everybody ran to first base. Charlie Hustle was a thing, you know. Didn't have particularly a batting stance we copied, but everybody ran to first base and sometimes stole second. You know, that's his legacy down into the youth leagues on there. And he was just a great player. I mean, he's a 17-time All-Star on this. And Pete was a very aggressive kind of ball player, including that time he knocked Ray Fosse down and ruined his career in the All-Star game. It's an All-Star game, and he plows into him at home plate and ruins that guy's career because it meant to him. You know, and the Big Red Machine, that was the game. You only got to watch baseball, particularly Saturday afternoons. And, man, they were on every Saturday afternoon because they were great. Them and the Dodgers.
That's crazy. So what then happened? He becomes manager, and then he gets busted betting on the games, but apparently he never bet on the Reds?
Well, man, I don't think anybody knows the real truth of that, but it was assumed, you know, Paul Giamatti was a commissioner for a hot minute, literally. And he brings in Rose. There's allegations he's bet up to $20,000 a day. Some said it was $2,000 a day. And he said, okay, I bet on football, basketball, and horse racing, but I haven't bet on baseball. But then, you know, reports come out that say, you know, that he was it. They had at least 52 cases. But they never said that whether he bet for or against the Reds on those games. It never has really come out. And if he did, Pete said later in life, I don't know whether to believe Pete anymore about anything he said. He just whatever. So, it got into a big legal hassle. And baseball finally decided, okay, tell you what, we're going to put you on a permanent ineligible list. And if you're a good boy, maybe we'll bring you back in a little while. And 8 days later, Paul Giamatti drops dead of a heart attack, the commissioner. Mm. So now the next guy is kind of like, I don't know what deal you have with Giamatti, but as far as I'm concerned, you're out of the ball. So Pete Rose kind of got screwed there in a way. Yeah. Didn't help Giamatti. Giamatti was the father of the famous actor, Giamatti, that you always hear about.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, though. With all this betting on everything today, okay, and all this stuff, and everybody's involved with betting, and if he had never bet on baseball on his teams directly, do you think he at least deserved a chance to get in?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, things like football has banned guys before, too, about, you know, they gave him a year, like Alex Karras. They gave him a year suspension. Okay, so maybe you should have given Pete Rose a year suspension or something. And the deal was kind of like, if you don't make waves, we'll get you in the Hall of Fame. But you know what? You might have to wait till you die. And Pete Rose lasted till now, you know, 83. Wow. So it went even longer than we thought. And Pete, meanwhile, I think he pretty much had run through his money, you know, was doing any kind of QVC, sell baseball, whatever he could get. Because he didn't make a living. But so he had to still be there in the forefront a little. And baseball hated that. They wanted him to just go away. But in Pete's defense, it was like, I deserve the Hall of Fame. He's the all-time career hit leader.
Yes.
And games leader. You know, and to me, if they put him on the ballot in January, it's kind of an insult. I think you have to wait a year, you know, just so it doesn't look like that. Wait a year, and then he gets in the Hall of Fame. I mean, the steroids guys aren't kind of getting in, but what Pete did merited maybe a year suspension, maybe two. And we've seen guys now in the last year in the NFL that have gotten, you know, short suspensions overall for this kind of thing. Because now it's, you know, that's the irony. It's everywhere now. I'm in Vegas last week. I'm looking at the new A's stadium getting ready to be built across the street from the Raiders stadium. I mean, you know, and they've had the Super Bowl, and it's all changed. So why couldn't it Pete Rose's, you know, thing? But it was like baseball had a grudge and just didn't want to give it in to Pete Rose.
And I think, like, right now,
how about the Shohei stuff?
Hey, they swept that under the rug.
Yeah, like, for me to hear about Pete Rose's transgressions and Shohei didn't miss an at-bat. What are we talking about?
Because Pete is now retired, and Shohei is a big attraction.
He's a big attraction. But they tell you straight about the money. But, like, I was in Vegas, and I went to this place. And I had an autograph signed, and Pete Rose was there. And I asked the guy, I said, Pete Rose? He said, bro, the biggest-selling baseball player we have. So he was making his money. Now everything you turn on TV, everybody is now discussing should he be in the Hall of Fame. So – we know in this day and age, when you say something with social media, it's going to be a ton of people. So now they're going to give in, and they'll seem even more hypocritical when they let him in.
Yeah, but I mean, are you going to let Bonds in? You're going to let Clemens in one day?
Hell yeah, you should. Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life.
Barry was good before he took a steroid.
It is so stupid. They weren't even testing for steroids. It wasn't even MLB policy.
Right. So if you're not positive, you're not guilty.
I don't know.
That's true, too. I think time will get those guys in. But Pete Rose served his time.
Served more than his time.
You wish it happened before he passed. I wish it happened before he passed. I just find it all so hypocritical. Rick, while we have you, I'd be absolutely bananas not to ask you your thoughts on Jaden and what the command, at least this Commander's start, 3-1.
You know, all summer when I watched practices, I didn't see the ball on the ground very much. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I thought. This, you know, I could tell you're still learning, but I thought this guy's going to be special. To me, I think he's going to be the best quarterback this team has had since Joe Theismann, and that's 40 years ago. Maybe he's better, but people don't give Joe Theismann credit. He won 85 games as a Redskin. He won a Super Bowl and lost one. I mean, nobody else been to two. I mean, Joe was a great player, just a notch below the Hall of Fame. And I think that's the standard. I think Jaden, we're going to go back 40 years to the last really, really good quarterback. I mean, there hadn't been much anyway between them. But And once you get past, is he better than Theismann? Then you ask the question, is he better than Sonny? Well, 5-10 years from now, we'll know that answer.
That's great. Right? I mean, that's significant, though.
What I love about his runs is how he finds lanes and cuts. You know, you should always cut to the outside, stay safe. But he's really good in open space at running. I love that about him.
Mm-hmm.
And once he learns he doesn't have to do that as much and finds a little more receivers, you know, but this line has given him the freedom to be able to do things. Who expected that?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the guy that everyone has been waiting for. And I've heard from so many fans this week that say, I don't know how to handle with this happiness thing. you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still bitter. You know, I got to be bitter. I don't know how to be happy.
Because people don't live in the present. People live in the past all the time. But, like, the thing about what I like about him is he has improved every quarter that he's been playing football here.
Yeah, I mean, I see things that in the summer he wasn't doing that he's doing now. Mm-hmm. It's just the progression. And he's got the right coaches. You know, for a quarterback, and B. Mitch knows this better than anybody, any NFL player has to fit into the right system really to succeed. You know, and so many coaches take a guy that maybe isn't quite it, but they'll fix them, and it doesn't work. You know, Shanahan and RG3 were a classic case of that. But here, everybody's all in on Jaden, and this kid wants to work. He's got the right attitude.
So, Rick, obviously, you saw all the success. I mean, hell, you saw Sonny, you saw George Allen, you saw lots of different periods of success. Brian, you lived. Were part of, saw the success of the 80s and 90s. I barely saw it. I saw the tail end of it, and what I've seen by and large is bad. And I think younger guys, I just listened to Jeff and White Mike have a conversation about they don't know how to feel with their team being on TV and getting all this love. And I recognize for you guys, it's like, no, that's what it used to be like here. But for a lot of people, they never came close to experiencing that.
Yeah, but they all have been wanting their team on the TV. Not their team on the TV, they don't know how to feel. Why you was asking for it to be on TV then?
it's been – being around the team is kind of reminds me a lot of the Gibbs days where everybody is on the same page, not backbiting in the back rooms. They're not fighting in there. They're all working together, working hard. They have a goal, and you can see it. Now, this team doesn't have the talent of a lot of those great teams because, man, I used to walk in the locker room. You know, there's Dexter, there's Jacoby, there's Monk, there's Riggins. I mean, they don't have that. But you got to get there. But they do have that focus as an organization. It's not that dark gloom that's hanging over the place like the past owner. You know, it's all good, you know, and I think that's going to really move them. Already at 3-1, I like to look ahead and people are like, oh, no, but why not? You know, enjoy what's going on. People just can't appreciate what's going on. The thing with the kicker, man, I watch that and go, wow, they've got that right. That's an underappreciated thing. You know, I mean, you were scrambling for a kicker and suddenly you got a guy made 10 of them for you. That's amazing. That was an Adam Peters find or, you know, Peters found that running back, you know, McStevens. He had one career touchdown. He had two on Sunday. You know, Rick, that's the great part.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for joining us,
appreciate
man. Lampard's going to kill us if we
good
keep
stuff,
talking.
Man.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks, Rick.
All right, bro. Take care.
Rick Snyder. Give him a follow at Snide_remarks. Barstool Nate at 11. Hear the music right there of Thomas Rhett. I like this song a lot. Shout out to Landfill for playing it for me. Jeff also confessed that he was 16 when he realized wrestling was fake. But caller number 10 right now, you win two tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots Tour. All right, Friday, August 22nd, 2025 at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Thomas Rhett next August.
When is it again?
Next August. That threw me for a loop.
Say it again.
This is a tough day for me. It's a tough day for me. August 22nd, 2025.
Woo. You have to really think about it.
T-Mobile.com/switch. Landfill, those are some of the things I'm not great at saying.
You're so crazy.
Landini, B-Mitch thinks it's crazy, but a lot of Burgundy and Gold fans feel it. Does it make you nervous how much national attention the Commanders are getting?
A little bit. I think the national guys are, by and large, stupid. So if they're excited about something, that does make me nervous. There's a lot of dumb stuff that goes on those shows. But I've watched the games, specifically the last 3 weeks. They've just been, this isn't a fluke. This isn't like, you know, when we won a game because the ref tackled the other team's safety. This is just, they're going out there and completely, they're just moving the ball down the field. And it seems like nobody can really stop them. And here's the thing, realistically, they could take like a pretty decent sized step back and still be a good team.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like,
I ask this question. What teams do we have to watch all the time? Teams that are good, right?
Yeah.
So if your team, if you've been crying for your team to get good, then when they get good, you don't want them to get the treatment that they're going to get. So do you rather them stay where they were? I want to see them on national TV. I want to hear everybody talking about them. But you know what? Them talking about them don't faze me one way or the other because I've seen it since they reported here in April. You've seen it. Everybody on that beat have seen it. So I'm not shocked at what they're doing, but I know it was coming. Because the National don't talk unless you're doing good already.
Right. There can be like a level of, well, there's expectations, and they're exceeding them, and I think some of that is fair. And I think a lot of the things they needed to break right are doing so, mm-hmm. right? Like the Allegretti, for instance. Yesterday, Dan Quinn said Allegretti, the x-rays came back fine. That's what Nick told us in the locker room after the game. But the Allegretti signing was a bit of a dice roll, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you are counting on your evaluation of a player to be correct. Yeah. That doesn't always happen.
It doesn't. But it happens right now. Other teams all the time.
Right.
So finally, just finally, and listen, man, that's the thing out there. We always talk about karma. Maybe the karma of what we had running this whole thing was working against us for all them years.
Totally.
And now that everything is working, and listen, I don't know how good they're going to be by the end of the year. But I feel that things are much better and moving in a more in a better direction than what it was.
Coleman is a third rounder that people were concerned might not be a tackle.
Yeah,
sure looks like a tackle. Big Luke has been helping. Some people are like, why are they moving that around? Well, it's working.
Yeah.
Wiley on the right side was a guy that didn't perform that well at times last season. He's performed significantly better this mm-hmm. year. He's addressed the center position.
More confident. I don't know.
You know what helps? When you have undeniably statistically through four games, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about Howell last year holding onto the ball and EB not running it enough. Like, all of those, as much as everything is working right now offensively, it's Jaden deserves a huge amount of credit, but it's working on multiple levels in multiple situations.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, things were broken on multiple levels in multiple situations. The O-line struggled, but the quarterback didn't help him. And then the running backs couldn't. There was no separation for the receivers. Mm-hmm. There was no play action. Like, all these things, they're running play action like crazy because they're gashing people on the ground.
Yeah. I had a conversation with someone, and I'm not going to say the person's name or whatever, affiliated with the team, say it like that, young lady. And she was like, we were having a conversation. She said, well, when you're in a family where everybody thinks the same and work for the same thing, good things happen. And she was like, this is where we're at. And I began to sit there and notice and watch ownership. I watched the coaches. I watched Adam. You watch how the players are with each other. You're starting to see a lot of what used to be around here. It's not about one group gets all the love from the ownership. It's not about, we just got to elevate one guy. And the guy that's a star is not, it walks down like he has to get all the good treatment instead of everybody else can get it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So things have changed up. But I understand human nature. It's hard to get over when you've been burnt. You know what I mean? When you've been burned and stuff like that, it's hard to get over it. But eventually, you got to stop thinking about what was.
On a scale of
and
one,
go what is.
Sure. On a scale of 1 to 10, how fired up do you think Barcel Nate is? 75?
All we got to do is say Nate, and he's going to talk for the next 20 minutes.
Nate joins us next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.